Join us every weekday morning, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. on the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is a Chapters Wrap. We are not in New York. We're not in Long Island. We're not in the Bronx. We're not in New Jersey. We're not in Connecticut. Where are we, Rachel?
We are live from Clearwater, Florida.
Yes, give it up for the Florida people. Whee! Yes, so what is up with it, Tyler? Are you there back in New York?
I am.
And what is up with you stealing my line, Mr. Vaccaro?
Well, because now I'm in Florida, you're in New York, and we have a little echo here, so we're going to have to tune that down a little bit.
It must be the ghost.
It must be the ghost.
It's the New York
ghost. Yeah. Is that better?
That's a little bit better if you can move it apart, but we can hear you. So what we're trying to do here, this is a Chapters Wrap Live. This is a Chapters Wrap Live here from Tampa, Florida. And we're simulcasting here from Florida and in New York. So we're trying to work out some of the kinks. But I don't know if we could work that out on your end, Tyler. You're going to have to probably come off the phone line there and give it to...
He said you have something playing. I think we got
it. Okay. I don't have anything.
All right.
Okay, so put Tyler back on. We have some technical problems right away. Let's put Tyler back on.
Oh, sure. Blame the New Yorker.
Blame the New Yorker. I think it's a little better. What about that, Tyler?
That sounds great.
Okay, well, you sound great, too. So what is up with that?
What is up with it, Mr. Vaccaro?
Yes.
How are you doing down there? Can't talk.
Well, now I have two beautiful women next to my side here. I have Mariana Lynn, who does her own show on Sunday night at 5 o'clock. And I have your partner, Rachel Barcelona, who partners up with you. So I stole them for the afternoon.
Yeah. The Chapters Wrap betrayal, but, you know, I'll get over it eventually.
Yeah, so we're here to edutain you, buddy.
I was stealing both my...
And you know, I'm in Tampa Bay Lightning territory here. I know you're still with the Islanders there. So how are the Islanders doing right now?
I am. It is currently 1-0. 1-0 Penguins on a goal by I believe Crosby.
Okay.
It was Letang. But you know, we'll get it back. Game 3 at the Collie. They're not going to lose to the Collie.
Yes. So for you people in Florida here, the phone in line is 727-441-3000. That's 727-441-3000. Please feel free to contact us and share the love here. But Rachel, you just graduated from college.
I did. I graduated from the University of South Florida. I have my bachelor's in English and communication, and I believe that will be very useful for the show. There I am.
There you are. That's... Graduated. We have a picture for people watching on StreamYard here on the Chapters Wrap Facebook or YouTube channel. There's Rachel in green. You look good in green.
Yes, that's our school colors, and I'm wearing a stole for my sorority, Chi Omega, and I'm very proud of that.
Wow. Congratulations. If you want to congratulate her directly, call 727-441-3000. Our great engineer back behind the glass here, Ed, will take care of you. But also, I have Mariana Lynn, who's our youngest host of our show on the network. Mariana,
yay.
Welcome to our network.
Thank you so much, Mr. Steve, for introducing me. So like you said, I am the youngest host of the show, and I am the host of the Mariana Lynn Show. So I'm so excited because it's barely getting started.
Yes, it's getting started. But you have great guests, But your interview style is great because you have question after question after question, and you get all this information out of your guests. How do you do that?
Well, I think it's just really like a fun experience because I'm able to gather like lots of guests and let the audience know like what they like to do and other hobbies that they have. Like, for example, the month of May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. So every show for the month of May, I've had a guest that is like Asian. So I've had like a painter that's Filipino and also a cultural dancer instructor, so I think that was really fun.
That is great. And Rachel, you know Mariana Lynn, right?
Yes, she has been my princess. Uh-huh. And we, in the world of pageantry, we have this thing where we take on a princess, and she is basically my protege. She has been that for a very long time, and I love watching her grow, and I love her show so much.
Wow.
It's amazing. Just I'm just fangirling right now.
And what do you think about, I mean, she's 12 years old, Rachel. I mean, I didn't do what she did at 12.
Know,
you
I
might have did that, not me.
It. Well, yeah, but but it's just amazing just to think I had a little bit of a part of, in that, and I get to inspire so many people, and I just love watching all of the things you accomplish, and it makes me proud every day.
Wow.
Thank you, Rachel.
And what do you think of Rachel, Mariana Lynn?
Well, I mean, she's like absolutely amazing. A lot of the stuff that I've been doing has been inspired by her because she really inspires me to be like confident in who I am. And I love how we have like a common thing of loving to be on like the stage and talking in front of audiences.
Wow. Wow. Tyler, what do you think of these two young ladies that are doing great things?
I think they make me feel very out of place.
I know. I'm sitting here. I'm thinking, I'm feeling so insignificant right now.
Yeah.
But did you do things when you were 12 years old like Mariana Lynn does?
I'm sure I did something. But in all seriousness, it's just a great pleasure to share a platform with Rachel every week and, you know, just see Mariana Lynn grow literally and in terms of her show. It's just great.
So, Tyler, week after week, you and Rachel do a great job on your show, Youth Heroes Show. Talk about what it means for you guys to do what you do and to bring out the best in so many people for the last year now.
It's just a great experience. We've been doing it. We're almost going on a year right now, right? I think.
Wow. I mean, I wasn't counting, but yeah, it has been almost a year now. And to think we just started this show in our bedrooms when COVID first started. And I didn't think it was going to go anywhere. I didn't think anyone was going to watch the show. No offense, but it was supposed to be for fun. And our message was supposed to be that of positivity. We weren't thinking of fame or anything, but it has gone really far. People love hearing our message of positivity, and I hope for another good year or maybe 5 or 10.
That's great. I remember that first time. I know you in the blooper reels that you did a couple of months ago. It was the three of us on the screen, and I just threw it out there. Guys, can I take a 5-minute break, basically, and you guys watch the shop here? And you guys just said, yeah, yeah, go, we got this. And I was like, wow, they said that a little bit too quickly.
Half an hour, which turned into every week.
Right. Now it's a show that, you know, is topping the charts, along with Ashley Blum's show, Teen Talk. And I got to compliment Ashley for a moment here, because right before this show, she interviewed the mayor of Valley Stream. And I'm a Valley Stream resident. To see when that happened, and for you Long Islanders, there's a picture out there on social media world there. And there's Ashley minutes ago interviewing the mayor of Valley Stream in Long Island. There's Tyler and Anthony and a whole bunch of people. So, Anthony, behind the scenes, I want to thank you for doing what you do very, very well. This is the Chapters Wrap. We're in Tan Talk here in Tampa Radio Network. If you want to join us, please do. It's 727-441-3000. You got to call in. We want to thank Dawn Reese for helping us and getting us into the studio. And I know, Rachel, you've worked with Dawn before, right?
I have. I am very, very happy to have worked with her many times before. And she's just all around a wonderful lady. She is a hardworking woman, very passionate about her work. And if she's listening to this, which I'm sure she is, I'd like to say thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Dawn. Mary Ellen, you've worked with Dawn too?
Yes, I have worked with Dawn, and I actually have a once-a-month show with her, too. And it's actually called Tween Talk, which is funny because I know that Ashley's is the Teen Talk. We always like to joke about that. And I really like to thank her because without her, I wouldn't be, like, an amazing as a speaker. And, of course, thanks to, like, Tyler and Rachel for having me on their show. That's, of course, how I started my Mariana Lynch show. And, of course, we have Mr. Steve and we have Anthony behind the scenes, too.
Thank you. So we got Teen Talk, Tween Talk. I'm starting a new show called Middle Age Talk. What do you think, Tyler?
Love it.
Love it.
I right. like it.
But Tyler, for all the radio... Go ahead, Tyler.
No, I would say it's certainly relatable.
Yes, yeah. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. So, but for all the radio people out there, Tyler has this instrument around his neck called a dulcimer. And if you people don't know it, if you're just listening to it, you're going to hear his music in a few moments. Tyler, can you share what the dulcimer is and how you got to play it? And tell everybody a little bit about your story, how you overcame adversity and doing the wonderful things that you do right now.
Sure. So I got introduced to the dulcimer at a music camp. 16. The short version, I was trying to play the guitar. I only sang and struggling with dulcimer or with guitar, and basically introduced to lying around in an attic. And here we, and that was in 2013. And I've been playing it ever since. But my story is, you know, I've been diagnosed with several developmental disabilities, including that high-functioning autism. I've been deemed, quote-unquote, poster child for early intervention. Had a lot of help, had a lot of support around me, and now become a college graduate and hosted the Youth Hero Show. And fast forward to 2015, when I was in a car accident with my mother, and we almost died. And I had to pull her out with the help of a few bystanders after slamming the face first into a tree and then before the car exploded. So that was a very, obviously a very surreal moment. And it's kind of, you know, I don't say it defines me, but definitely defines a part of me. And, I have a scar proof. It's just another, my life is a book. I could definitely write a book about my life. So I'm on a network called Chapters.
Wow. Well, Tyler, you're certainly a young man to overcome a lot. You work full-time. You're a hard worker. You and Rachel do this great show. You put it together week after week with outstanding guests, just like Ashley Blum and just like Mariana Lynn. It's wonderful. The network, we have 13 shows now. Everybody in the network is really doing a great job. And if you check out the Chapters Network, we have 13 shows now promoting positivity, promoting paying it forward. And that's what we do. I mean, this is a challenging, polarizing world that we live in right now. And it's up to some of us folks to kind of bring it all together. And I got Tyler and Mariana Lynn and Rachel doing that. But this dulcimer music is the universal language. And you have that around your neck. And I always feel comforted when you play at our events, our fundraiser events, and on your show. Why is it important for you to perform at fundraising events and charitable events, even though sometimes you may not get paid for it?
I mean, well, for me, honestly, I didn't start it for the money, and I don't do it for the money. I mean, that was never, I started writing music and performing music because at the time I felt that was really the only thing I could do, because I belonged, and maybe something that I could really make my own. And the speaker, I wasn't contrary to what I am now, hopefully I'm a better speaker now. It was the thing I was good at, the thing I felt, and that's what I do it because I love it, and really for no other reason than that.
Well, we're going to put you on hold for a minute because we got two songs coming from you, but we have somebody called in right now. Let's see who we got on the line here. This is the Chapters Rap here in Tampa, and who's speaking?
Hey, Steve, it's Robin Landau.
Hey, Robin from New York, Long Beach, New York. And I want to thank you for calling in because you are a former co-host of mine. We did shows in Long Island and Queens. And you just recently contacted me and you asked me to be part of this big event on Tuesday. So I kind of shared the love with my partner over here, Rachel Barcelona, who's going to sing the national anthem. Can you tell our viewers and listeners out there what's going on Tuesday?
Well, first of all, hello, Rachel.
Hi there.
So nice to see you. So Tuesday, you know, this has been a long time in the making. I helped design a memorial park for Luis G. Alvarez, who was a bomb squad detective and involved in 9/11, and as a result of illness complications from 9/11, he passed away. And he and John Stewart was a big advocate for other people who underwent, you know, illnesses as a result of 9/11. And so they created a park for him in the town of Oceanside, New York. And his wife contacted me because she, in her vision, wanted to create a tranquility park. And so we built a labyrinth, which is kind of like a meditative maze sort of, like a meandering. It's like a it's a maze, but not in a corn maze sense. It's more of a way of having like a meditative walk, because it'll get you to where you need to go without you having to really think about it. And we have some swings and some a clock tower that represents being present. So it's a place for tranquility. So, yes, I wanted you to be a part of it. And then when you told me Rachel was going to be in town next week and that she could sing the national anthem, I thought, yes, let's have her.
Wow. Well, we want to thank you for the invite. Rachel, what do you think about singing the national anthem in such a big cause?
Well, I'm very, very happy about it. Singing the national anthem for big causes, that's so exciting. It's very dear to my heart, and thank you so much for having me.
Yes, yes. Well, you know, Lou's oldest son also has Asperger's, so I think it'll be very special to the family to have you there singing the national anthem.
Well, Rachel is a young lady that is an international advocate for autism, and she does amazing work. She just established her own nonprofit organization. Rachel, you want to tell everybody what that's all about?
Yes. A lot of people know that I have a platform called Ability Beyond Disabilities. I've had it for over a decade now, and it's finally here as a nonprofit. I had my first donation of $500, and it's going to go to families who have children with autism for therapies, services, and otherwise things that families might not be able to afford. $500 can go a long way, and I just want to help out as much as I can.
Wow, that is wonderful. And Robin, I want to thank you very much for thinking of me and then also allowing Rachel a platform to do what she does, to sing the national anthem, because, you know, this young lady has sang the national anthem at Madison Square Garden, so it's such a treat to have her in New York again on Tuesday to support your cause, Robin.
Well, we're all really excited, so I can't wait to see you both.
Thank you so much, Robin. God bless you. Have a great weekend. We'll see you on Tuesday.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Tyler, you're sitting in the wings there. So far, so good here.
So far, so good. Scott Mayfield just tied it at one.
Ah, you're looking good. You're feeling good now. So we need some music here. I can't sing. Rachel could sing. I think Marianne Lennon, she could probably sing too, but not like you, my friend.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, thank you.
All right. So what are you going to do for us?
I'm going to do a tribute to... Got a few songs for you guys today. Going to start off with a tribute to Tonic. And if someone could have guessed the song, I would have given them a dollar, but I don't think I can do that. But the name of the song is called If You Could Only See. I think it's kind of the definition of one-hit wonder, but it's a great song, and I love it. So here we go.
All right. Tyler Giancetta live from New York with his dulcimer.
If you could only see the way you love me, maybe you would understand why I feel this way about our love, what I would do. If you could only see how blue her eyes can be when she says, when she says she loves me.
Awesome, awesome job there, Tyler. That is Tyler Giancetta live from New York. This is the Chapters Rap Heroes Show from Tan Talk Studio here in Clearwater. If you want to join in this love train, please do it 727-441-3000. That's 727-441-3000. Ed behind the glass here will take care of you. Tyler, you have one more song for us, buddy?
I do. And in fact, it's my special song for when I'm told that I have one more song.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I may ask you to come back, so I may have you another one more song.
Ooh, all right. Well, you know what? I'm always told to expect the unexpected, especially with Mr. So, you know what? This is what I'm told when I wing it.
It's okay.
You know, a little bit of everything here. You're going to get everything in this one song.
There we go.
It's been a while since I could hold my head up high. It's been a while since I first saw you. It's been a while since I could stand on my own 2 feet again. It's been a while since I could call you. And got the horses in the back,
Horse track in the past, had it red and black. Got the mooses black and red. Riding on the horse, you can't wait from horse. I've been in the valley, you ain't been up off the porch. Ain't nobody tell me, nothing. Ain't nobody tell me, nothing. Yeah. Don't take my horse to the old town road. I'm gone. Ride until I can't no more. Don't take my horse to the old town road. I'm gone. Ride until I can't no more. Been a while since I could say. But I was an addicted. Been a while since I could say. I love myself well.
G and Cheddar, awesome job. And you snuck in there a little Leonard Skinner there, my friend. Simple Man, nice job.
For those keeping score at home, that was Old Town Road, It's Been a While, Heart-Shaped Box, Country Boy, Simple Man.
Yeah, I'm a Leonard Skinner guy. That was great. Next time I got to get you to do Freebird. And we'll check back in with you. That's Tyler G and Cheddar live from New York. But we're here live from Florida, Tantalk Radio Network. We took over the studio, Rachel and Mariana Lynn. And Mariana Lynn, talk about pageantry a little bit, because you're involved with pageantry. Rachel's involved with pageantry. I'm not. So talk about pageantry.
So for me personally, I started when I was 5 years old. And you know, I was like very shy. I was definitely like not as well spoken as I am now. But throughout the years, I just kept trying harder and harder. And throughout my journey, of course, I met Rachel, who was a big inspiration. And we were sister queens for the state title of National American Miss. And I was her princess for the Miss Florida pageant when she was Miss Manatee River. And back in November and Thanksgiving weekend is when I won the national preteen title for NAM. And so I think it's just been a great journey for me, especially because I have like great supporters. Like I have my parents and of course my coach and even Rachel, who's like a supporter as a friend and sister queen.
Wow. Rachel, talk about your journey in pageantry.
Well, that is all true. I mean, I have a lot of supporters as well, and I started when I was, wow, it was really long. I mean, I was in kindergarten, and it was a way for me to just build my confidence, come out of my shell as a girl with autism, and it was really fun. I loved being on stage. I continued until I was in about third or fourth grade, but I wanted to focus on my studies, and then I resumed when I was in middle school because I had other things going on. I had depression. I didn't know what to do, but a friend of mine told me that I should do a pageant. So I returned to it, and I realized I love being on stage, and I still continue to this day.
Wow. Give a round of applause here for Rachel and Mariana Lynn, all the studio people here. I want to thank everybody at Tan Talk Radio Network. They're here AM 1340, AM 1350, AM 1400, FM 106.1, and FM 104.3. You can track them down at www.tantalknetwork.com. Of course, we're on the Chapters Wrap Facebook and YouTube channel. It'll appear. This show will appear unedited in its entirety on Optimum Cablevision back in New York. So this has been a great show. If you want to join on in this love train here, please do. It's 727-441-3000. It's 727-441-3000. Ed Behind the Glass will take care of you. This has been a great run because we have currently on the network, we have three young community chapters ambassadors. We have Rachel Barcelona, we have Tyler Giancetta, and we have Ashley Blum. And tonight, right here, we are going to pick three more Chapters Community Ambassadors. And one of them is Mariana Lynn here. She has our blessing to be one of our next Community Ambassadors. Mariana Lynn, you do such great work. We want to thank you and welcome you to the network at doing all the things that you do. This is an honor that I'm so happy with, and we have a special award for you tomorrow night at Rachel's graduation dinner.
Yes.
That we're going to give you tomorrow night at this great Italian restaurant here in Tampa. So welcome and congratulations.
Thank you so much, Mr. Steve, for this opportunity. I know that I started my show about a month ago, but I know that so many amazing opportunities are coming my way throughout the next couple of years.
Yes, yes, and she's 12 years old, and I can't remember when I was 12 years old, but she does great things. Our next Community Ambassador Chapters is Kelly Dempsey, and Kelly is someone that does a show with her father called Dads and Daughters. They live in North Carolina, and Kelly is just starting college, and she has done great work. She's also done work with the autism community, and she has overcome so many adversities to give back. Her show with her father, Mike Dempsey, they do a great show each and every week on the network. Their show is right after your show, Mariana Lynn. Your show is at 5 to 5:30, and this show is from 6 to 6:30 right on the Chapters Network. So track down Kelly Dempsey. She does great work. And I know, Rachel, you've been in contact with Kelly, right?
I have.
Yeah, tell us your thoughts about Kelly.
Well, I think that she's doing a wonderful job with the show, and I just love that she is involved with the autism community, and That's just a wonderful thing. I'm proud of her.
Wow, that's so great. And so that's our fifth Community Chapters Ambassador. And our sixth one tonight, he's right in the New York studio. He's the magic man that puts this whole thing together on the board. We have many people that do that, but for tonight and for many shows on the network is Anthony Griffo, who does a great work. And there's a picture of Anthony, his productions, Griffo Productions, and he does amazing work. And each and every week, he does Teen Talk with Ashley Blum, and he does the Youth Hero shows with Tyler Giancetta and Rachel Barcelona. And Anthony, I don't know if the camera is on you now, but we want to welcome you to the show. If we could somehow finagle you to appear on the screen, I don't know if we can do that. But as we switch gears here, Anthony Griffo does great work, and we want to thank him so very much. He produces your show, Mariana Lynn, right?
He does, yeah.
And how's that going for you?
I think it's really great because the first time I did my show, I had like no idea what was going on. And he was the one that was like helping me with everything. So he was like, okay, so you have to submit this and you need to talk about this. And I'm like, thank goodness that he was here to help me. And so he should definitely get credit for being behind the scenes and helping in all of our shows.
Wow, that's great. Well, we want to give a nice shout out to Anthony. Hopefully we'll get to see him. We saw a picture of him before this show ends. But this is the Chapters Wrap. We took over this Tan Talk studio here in Clearwater, Florida. If you want to join this love train, please do at 727-441-3000. But on the shows that I do, the Chapters Wrap show, recently I've talked about being in foster care. And I grew up in foster care. And several homes, up to 9 homes and shelters. And my brother and I were able to overcome some of the challenges and adversities when we were younger. And I guess with the belief in God, but also friends and the extra activities that we did back then were so very important. And tomorrow, I open up our Chapters Network office on the grounds of Joshua House, which is right here in the Tampa area. And what they're doing, it's a program that's designed for children in foster care. And they're renovating the whole program. It's a reopening ceremony right here in Lutz, Florida, which is right outside Tampa.
Lutz,
okay. I'm sorry, this New Yorker botches everything up. So that's why I bring Rachel on, and she corrects me. It's Lutz,
well,
right?
Yes, but I'm going really excited to be working with it.
Yes, and we're gonna share office space, right?
Yeah,
unbelievable.
I'm really excited to decorate my office.
Oh, okay. So,
but working with the children means a lot to me too, because that's close to my heart. I love when we work with the women's shelter,
yes,
in the Bronx, but working somewhere near my hometown just is amazing. You know?
Yes, yes, it's gonna be great, and they have a grand reopening tomorrow from 11:30. In the morning to the afternoon time. And D.D. Grundle, who is the executive director there, we became fast friends thanks to you, Rachel, for introducing you and your family, introducing me, her, and Julie Reyes, and some other great people here in Florida. We're going to have office space here together. So this is going to be great.
Awesome.
So what you're telling me, you're doing the decorating, not me?
I guess.
Okay.
I mean, children love colorful things.
Yes, yes,
so
yes.
If you're going to be in a foster home, I mean, let's make it pretty.
Yes, that's true. That's true. But I am so... Rachel, you and I know each other for a number of years, and we were both a little bit younger then, always doing what we do, and we connected in such a big way. But you, my dear, have gone on to do so many great things. You're in movies, you're in books, you're doing this, you're doing that. You're on billboards in Manhattan, billboards in Las Vegas. I didn't get one billboard, nothing. How do you get all these billboards? What's going on here?
Hard work.
Hard work. You tell me I don't work hard?
You totally work hard, right?
I want a billboard. I want to be right next to Rachel Barcelona on the bill and Mariana Lynn.
We'll
one day,
make it happen.
We'll make
We're
it happen,
do that.
Okay? Rachel Barcelona's going to make it happen right,
yeah,
here on the Tan Talk Radio Network. She's going to make it happen. This is Tan Talk. Well, this is the Chapters Wrap. I'm getting so confused right now. 727-441-3000 if you want to jump on this love train. But tomorrow, it's all about Joshua House, and it's going to be a great day because they're reopening it and they're giving kids in the foster care system a second chance. And it's so very important for them to have that second chance, because Sometimes in a intact family or a family in disarray or a chaotic situation, the children are suffering. Yes. And I think that it's so very important for families, for programs, for people like Dee Dee to step up to help so many people. If Dee Dee, if you're out there listening, please call us at 727-441-3000. We'd love to hear your voice. And Marion Lynn, is it important for you to help young people and children to offer their insight or your support?
I think it's very important because it especially like connects back to me, especially since one of the charities that I'm passionate with is ANCOP, Answering the Cry of the Poor. So what I do is I raise money by selling my own bracelets that I make to help sponsor two children in the Philippines. So I think it's important to not only help them, but also because at the same time, I can be a role model to people younger than me and maybe even some people older than me too.
Wow. And Tyler, you still back in New York there? We want to get you back onto this show. Why is it important to help people of all ages at this point in time? We're in a pandemic. Hopefully it's lessening up, it seems. But during this whole thing over the last year or so, you've been out there helping people with your music, with your car washes, with your fundraising efforts. Why do you keep doing that over and over again?
I mean, you know, like I said before, I've been fortunate enough to have a great support system on my throughout my life, and it's just important to really make sure that everyone gets that chance, and that's giving back to the community is the least I could do for everything they've done for me.
Right. And I apologize, Tyler. I know you and Rachel got this thing going on every Thursday. I kind of took over today, so I apologize. But
we'll
I know.
We'll get to it.
What's that?
I think we'll get to it. We'll the get next to show. It. I mean, we could still do it. Tyler, do you still want to do it?
Do what?
Rachel's rankings.
Oh.
I've been sending those pictures for weeks now. I mean,
well, the irony is I didn't send them to Anthony because I knew we were having a special, but you know what? Sure. Steve, I don't
even think I remember, but
I think I do.
Oh, Tyler is always ready. You got that dulcimer in the phone ready to go at all times. This is why he's looking up. This is the Chapters Wrap. We took over the Tan Talk Radio Network studio here in Clearwater, 727-441-3000. If you want to join us, this is Love Train. We got like 10 minutes left of this show. And Tyler, Rachel brought up her ranking. So are we ready to do this thing?
So, Rachel, I think let's just speed run.
Speed run. Woohoo! Yeah, let's do this.
So, Rachel's top five horror movies.
Top five horror movies.
Are you just going to read them off?
Yeah, pretty much.
All right.
Our last week's episode, we had Dylan Mars Greenberg on the show.
Yeah.
We can check that out on my Facebook and on Rachel's Facebook and on the Chapters Wrap Facebook page. It was a hilarious episode, if I may say so myself. An historic one.
The legend.
A number of ways. it's an episode that will go down in history.
Mm-hmm.
But Dylan is a horror movie director. And Rachel, in honor of the occasion, is a big horror movie fanatic and ranked her top five horror movies of all time. And as we always say on Rachel's ranking, if Rachel says it, it must be true.
Right.
So, Rachel's top five horror movies, in no particular order, The Poughkeepsie Tapes. I'm sorry if I'm butchering any of these names. So Rachel, I actually have this one, so give a and keep it clean of what this. Remember, you're on radio.
Yes, and last week was our first curse word in over a year, so that's why I made a historic show.
Well, healthy cursing is good. I mean, we shouldn't be afraid of it. As long as we have the bleep machine, there should be no problem.
But this is a low budget. We don't have a bleep machine. And Tyler,
what is
healthy cursing anyway? What is that?
We're getting one.
Oh, we're getting one. Okay, Rachel says we're getting one. So I believe it. When Rachel says it, it's going to happen.
That's apparently a necessary investment. Number two, the Blair Witch Project.
Yes.
Classic.
That is a classic. Very, very scary movie. And you know what? That was a low-budget movie, and they made a lot of money off that movie, and it was great, all with the camcorder. Unbelievable movie.
In a way, almost scary. Because it has more of a natural feel to it. Number three, Orphan.
Ah.
Yeah, I haven't seen, but I've heard very terrifying pictures.
It happened in real life, I think. I've seen it on the news.
Yeah. Number four, It Ends. What is it? I don't know, but apparently it ends. I don't know exactly what it is.
That's a scary movie.
Like It by Stephen King. Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yep. And then number five, Sleepaway Camp. Another classic.
Those are scary movies, but you named one. You didn't name one movie that was my all-time scariest movie. I don't know if you guys even seen this, but The Exorcist.
Yes.
Oh, you like that movie?
I do.
Linda Blair. That is very scary movie.
Now I will just say that does not have healthy cursing in it. That's not what I mean.
Right.
I'm just saying maybe one or two.
Yes.
But if we have that bleep machine, we'll be golden.
Okay, we need a bleep machine. We'll be golden.
Just in case. But I think it was our fault, Tyler. We should have specified.
Yes, correct. The liberty to...
That's right. Well, Tyler...
We can't give Anthony that much power.
Okay.
Well, he deserves it. And I can say whatever I want.
Yes. Well, Tyler, we're going to do some Florida business here. So I know you gave us two great songs, and we want to thank you so very much, Tyler, for helping us out. I'm pinch hitting for you. I'm trying to keep up with you, but you and Rachel do this great show, Youth Hero Show, every Thursday, 7:30 to 8:30 p.m., and then it appears on cable as well. So, Tyler, thank you for everything you do.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me, and I look forward to reclaiming my time slot.
Yes, it's all yours. I know you're itching to watch the Islander game. They have to win. These guys are itching to watch the Lightning game, so I'm so confused what's going on here right now. But, Tyler, God bless. I'll see you in a couple of days, man.
Sounds good.
All right. This is the Chapters Wrap here. We took over the Tan Talk Radio Network. That was Tyler Giancetta. The phone number here is 727-441-3000. That's 727-441-3000 if you want to join here. And Rachel, what do you see? You're a college graduate now. So what's in store for you from this moment on?
Well, that depends. I mean, usually when you graduate, you're in this limbo of, oh, what do I do now? But I think everything's been a lot more relaxed for me. I can focus on the things I do want to do, and I'll still be busy, and I really like that.
Yeah, well, you worked really hard, I know, with everything that you do, and to finish your schooling on time. It's beautiful. I'm so proud of you, really, honestly, from the bottom of my heart. I know you work very, very hard to get everything you get in life, and I'm so proud of you. And you're coming to New York for a couple of weeks, right?
I am. I'm very excited to be coming there because it's been a dream of mine for a long time, and I'm going to make the most of it.
Wow. We got so many things planned for you. You got so many things. You're going to have another billboard up there we're going to check out, right, in Times Square?
I am. That's going to be really awesome because I had a billboard in Manhattan the last time I came there, and then I'm going to be there again.
Wow, that is amazing. And Mary,
can't get rid of me.
No, we can't get rid of you. We don't want to get rid of you. You're stuck. We're stuck
I'm
with you.
I'm staying there.
You're staying. Good. Okay, Mom, Barbara, if you're watching this show, your daughter Rachel is staying in New York.
Yes.
She's waving goodbye to you live on the air here. Breaking news here, exclusive here. And Marion Lynn, what's in store for you? You're in school. How's school been for you during this pandemic?
Well, because of COVID this whole year, I'm a seventh grader, and so I've been doing school this whole year at home, which is a little hard because I don't get to see my friends as much. But during the summer, since I'm the National American Miss Preteen, I'm going to be like going all over the country for the summer tour. And for one of the weekends, I know that I'll be in New York for New York Fashion Week, so maybe we can all have like a get-together.
Yes.
Because I'm going to do New York. York Fashion Week, so that's
awesome.
Yeah, and maybe Rachel and I will maybe even see each other.
Wow. I just can't believe you're in seventh grade already.
I know, isn't that crazy? Seventh grade. I'm going to be at Fashion Week, but I don't think I'm going to participate in Fashion Week. But
you should.
I should. I got five more minutes that I'm being told, but I should. I will participate in Fashion Week.
You could, though. The fashion world is being more inclusive, okay. So I think that you could definitely walk down that runway.
Okay. All right. Rachel Barcelona, I'm going to try that. Okay.
Yeah.
Can you hook me up and I'll be walking down that catwalk
there. That would be great. We could do it together.
There we go.
Yeah.
Rachel Barcelona and Steve Vaccaro. But Rachel, I'm so excited that this young lady is coming to New York. She's going to leave Florida in the dust here for a couple of weeks and see what happens. She's going to do her thing. She's going to meet all her friends in New York and do all the great things that she does here in Florida, back in New York. And she is on a mission to help, to save, and to empower others that are struggling through adversity and unfortunate situations. And Mariana Lynn, your work that you do every Sunday, you're very organized, methodical in your interview style, and you're an inspiration to so many people. And I'm sure back home in the Philippines, too, they must love what you're doing.
I think that a lot of them were watching my show on Sunday because it's like early in the morning back in the Philippines, and my parents are from there.
Mm-hmm.
So all of my relatives are like watching, or since it's kind of early in the morning, they could be watching back when it's posted on Facebook or YouTube. And I think it's great that like people from all over the world can watch the show.
Wow. That is wonderful. I can't tell you what an experience this has been, again, to be in Dawn Reese's seat here. She does a show called Hollywood Connections. We want to give another shout out to Dawn if you're just tuning in. I want to thank you very much for allowing us to be in your studio here. This is the Tan Talk Radio Network, and it's on so many AM and FM stations here in the Florida area. But if we have about 1 or 2 minutes left, it's 727-441-3000. If you want to get a quick call in here, 727-441-3000. We'll be at Joshua House tomorrow in Lutz, Florida. And it's Joshua House, a reopening. And this is near and dear to me because I grew up in the foster care system, and what they're doing is incredible. So Dee Dee Grundle, thank you so very much. And now Rachel and I are going to be sharing an office. She's telling me she's decorating, but I have a few things I want to put up on the wall, so I don't know how this is going to go, but she's going to brighten it up, and she's going to have full reign over this, our new office here.
I'm just bringing a few things because I don't know how this is going to go. It's just nice to start out with a few things first.
Yes.
And yeah, just go from there.
Yeah, I'm going to learn a lot from working with Rachel. And it's great because Rachel loves to help others, and there's a lot of children that need a lot of help. Mariana Lynn, we have this great graduation party for you tomorrow night at this great Italian restaurant.
Oh my God.
It's going to be great, right?
Yes.
I can't wait for it. We can have like about 20 people there, all people that love you, and it's a celebration for you graduating, all the hard work that you do. And we as a network have put a little surprise together for you. I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to talk about it. We're going to show you live, and our viewers and fans out there will see it on Facebook and our YouTube channel shortly after Rachel sees it for the first time to see what we're talking about. But we want to thank everybody here, Ed Behind the Glass, for doing the great job that he does here at Tan Talk Radio Network. Want to help everybody. Thank everybody, Anthony Griffo and Tyler Giancetta, for helping us out back in New York, Mariana Lynn and Rachel Barcelona, and all the people here that support us here in Florida, and my wife and family, and Barbara Barcelona and Lynn, Mariana Lynn's mom and parents. Want to thank you very much. What's your last word that you want to say here tonight, Mariana Lynn?
Well, I just want to say it was an honor for me to be on the show, and I can't wait for the next time for me to be here.
Rachel, what's your last word?
I want to say thank you to everybody and everyone else. Just remember, backstage is just as important as the people in the front.
I love it. And there's the OJs, Love Train, taking us home. So we're going to chugga-chugga out of here. Thank you, Dawn Reese, for allowing this. Ed, you're the man back behind the glass. God bless all the Floridians. Come out to the Joshua House tomorrow in Lutz, Florida.
Lutz.
Come down there at 11:30 a.m. Rachel and I will be sharing an office. We'll greet you, say hi, share the love. God bless.